Let me change paper up there. I am Monica. I have been requested by those members of the Silver Cross Foundation to present a short talk concerning the series of talks we have made available to this group for presentation to the people of your planet. I shall start at the beginning. It was suggested to us that perhaps information being received by this group might not be released to the people in general, so that the truth could be propagated much wider. This we of the Confederation, after due consideration, approved of. We then suggested to this group that they formulate a series of topics which would best serve the interests of your people. Shortly thereafter, six topics were presented that we might comment upon. These topics in general were, first, an introductory tape recording dealing with general inquiries as to why we were visiting your people and planet, what our motives were, and in general several other questions. Secondly, if we would present a discussion taken from historical recordings which we of the Confederation made of early life upon your planet. If these recordings could be used in presenting a talk upon this subject of ancient history and races. This also we presented. At our suggestion, a musical background was to be supplied from musical selections or compositions of our choosing. This was at first accomplished by a rather crude means. The difficulty being that improper apparatus was not readily available and was difficult for untrained persons to operate. further than this. A talk was desired from us concerning the history of what you know as the asteroid belt, and if there was a relationship to a planet thought by many of your people to exist between the planets Mars and Jupiter. This we also presented. A talk was desired upon life in general upon Nassar, or as you call it, Mars. A talk upon the government structure and function on a level equivalent to at least that of your own, and whatever other aspects could be provided. Lastly, a talk was requested dealing with our religious concepts and, again, what other questions could be answered concerning such. The first two talks were received by means of an instrument which your people condescendingly call a human mind. This was accomplished by means of what you would term electronic apparatus aboard our craft and the many planets within the Confederation, which could amplify and broadcast of a highly directional beam of energy, not too unlike your present radar. The difference being only that our beam, which we have named the tensor beam, could be focused upon the mind or minds of an individual or group of individuals anywhere upon your planet. The mind, which your scientists know so little about, is quite capable of receiving these impressions and translating them into impulses which activate the human vocal cords, thereby expressing intelligence within the realm of your own language. It is entirely possible, I might add, that it could be expressed in any other of your earthly languages without any difficulty. After the first two talks were rendered by this means, a change was instituted by our direct order, due to circumstances which again only point out the many things, shall we say, your race has yet to learn. These events which transpired caused us to bring about a revision of our first talk by presenting a second talk of a much different nature. At this time, with a fourth talk dealing with the destruction of the planet Maldak was also given. In this instance, we instructed this group that the services rendered by the vocal cords of the individual used for the communications would not be necessarily used. They were instructed to make available an adequate number of tape recording discs or reels, and that we would take care of seeing the information was placed thereon. Our wishes in this matter were complied with. We then instituted a new series of communications dealing with the aforementioned topics and have impressed these intelligences upon your tape recordings by a direct method rather than through the use of a human instrument. This your scientists and your people by and large find it difficult to believe. Let me mention, my brothers on earth, that many of your scientific discoveries were presented in the light of great ridicule and laughter. Perhaps when your evolution has progressed, you will begin to learn how little you know in the field of science. I do not mention culture, you'll notice, because a vaster amount of knowledge is needed there. Impressing your tape recordings is not difficult for us. We do not need the services of your machines nor your operators. By means of a highly concentrated magnetic field generated and focused by an instrument we call the iconoscan, this is quite easily accomplished. In the processing of these recordings by a direct method, we oftentimes have noted that surrounding disturbances such as noises peculiar to your daily living, are also impressed upon these recordings. I shall not go into a detailed scientific account at this time, because even our most simple theory is above the head of your present science. Let it suffice to say that such is the case as you have witnessed through your ears. Now I would address several remarks to several of those present in this group and answer their pertinent questions, so that my brothers upon earth, you shall know that we are not afraid to talk to you. Either of you may speak and proceed.
Well, there is a question that has arisen several times regarding where your spacecraft or spaceships are at the time these recordings are made, when they are relayed to a spacecraft.
In answer to your question, we may be anywhere from 10 feet above your surface to 10,000 miles. Usually we are in a direct line with the point of reception.
We, of course, have experienced you're not only directly impressing a message on the tape, but you've also supplied the tape on one or two occasions. The question that arises in some minds is, how or where do you procure the tape to do that?
This is quite easily answered, my brother. As you know, perhaps I should reword this, since it is going to your people. There are a great many of our people mingling with yours. These appear to be ordinary citizens of your various countries. It is not difficult, when the occasions warrant, for these persons to obtain whatever materials we need and to deliver them where we desire. Does this answer your question?
It does indeed. Another question that has been asked on more than one occasion is it always necessary for the personality whom you designate as our young friend, in other words, Richard Miller, to be present or in the environment of the tapes at the time a direct impression is made?
It is not necessary in the slightest.
There have been many people believe that that is the case, that he personally has something to do with it, either intentionally or in some, because of some quality of his own makeup, physical makeup, of which he not necessarily has any control. And they have asked that question on the occasion.
A most interesting question. However, as I have stated, his presence is not necessary nor needed upon these occasions. You may proceed.
Well, there is a question also that has been asked more than once, and that is, are there any other tapes being recorded at this time directly from you in this manner?
There are numerous occasions when such has transpired. Very often within your own country as well as several others. I can see from your thoughts, my brother, that the next most logical question to ask is there a duplication of information such as the group we are working with now, as well as other groups around your planet?
Yes.
My answer to that is quite simple. Yes, there is. You are aware through your extensive correspondence with other informed groups of the great similarity and in many cases exactness of information.
That is true. I wished that to go on record is the reason I asked that question, that I may have a record included on this field at the time.
There is perhaps one more question.
Yes, there's a question that I would like to ask, and it might be ridiculous, but it's simply this. Naturally, in our position, we have innumerable questions raised all the time, and that's all right. We're only too glad to attempt to answer them. Have you any suggestions, Monica, as to what we could do, or anyone could do, that would serve as a blanket truth of any nature to the masses, that what we say is transpiring can be accepted generally?
It is most well that this was brought out. Now I speak not only to you, my brothers, but again to all of your people, and state there is no such a thing as proof. Proof is none other, my brothers and sisters of Earth, than truth. Your scientists, your world authorities, your people in the know, as you have a means of expressing it, merely state the results of a number of observations, be they term a fact or a theory or a proof. May I point out to you how many times these proofs, facts, and theories are revised in the light of greater knowledge? Truth or truth is only accepted as its direct appeal to an individual is evaluated. It can be true for one and untruth for another. It is not the purpose of these people, our brothers, who are making these recordings available to you of Earth, to either prove or disprove, shall we say, the authenticity of either their means of reception or the content. If, my brothers, you are not intelligent enough to determine if what we state is truth, then I am afraid we are wasting our time and even attempting to contact your planet. It has been proved to us by many observations of the most innermost thoughts coursing through the minds of many individuals upon your planet that what we have stated is true. And may I point out, my brothers, the one fact that is indisputable and is one of your basic truths. Truth can stand by itself. It needs no defense. I trust, my brother, this has answered your question.
Indeed it has, and we very much appreciate it.
Now, my brothers, people of Earth, I do not believe it necessary to make more additional and lengthy comments. However, before I depart, one question uppermost in my mind that I wish to present to you is this. The Solar Cross Foundation, or any individual representing it, is not required to do anything beyond presenting the material presented to them. We will assume the position of defending ourselves, if such proves to be the case. It is not necessary that people doing a duty requested by us be subjugated to such ridiculousness. And now, my brothers, I must leave. It has been my privilege to speak. Adonai Vasu, and may the light of our infinite Creator be with your people and your beings. Adonai.
Thank you. Thank you very much.